Blog Talk Radio.
This is G-Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Sit back and relax. Have a great show for you.
My joy will come in the morning, but it's darkness I feel, and it's fighting to take control. Can't let my feelings get in the way. I know I'll see a brighter day. I'll hold on to His word and never ever let it go. A broken heart, you said that you won't despair. I will find the strength to lift my hands and lift my eyes, and I will bless the Lord at all times. I'll trust His word during these times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. I'll trust His word during these times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth when my world seems to be closing in. And I have to begin again. I will bless the Lord out and your womb is dead. Continually be in my mouth when my world seems to be closing in, and I choose to begin again. I will bless the Lord at all.
You guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. That was my boy, Timothy A. Williams, out of the Atlanta, Georgia area. I believe now he's in Florida. And that was At All Times. I am your host, G. Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I just want to encourage you guys today that sometimes you might be going through something, you might be experiencing some things in your life, because we all do experience things in our lives. And you might be saying, God, how am I going to get to the next level in my life? But I want to encourage you that when you're going through something, when you're experiencing what we call life's lessons, I just want to encourage you with a few points. I want to encourage you to stay focused on God's word. I believe it's Psalm 119:11 that says, "Thy word have I hid my heart, that I might not sin against you." Hide the word of God in your life. Hide the word of God in your heart. Why is that scripture so important? It's so important to keep the word of God before you daily. You know, stay in the word. Study the word. Hide the word in your heart so you can know it, so that then when it comes time and you need the word to lean on, you don't need the Bible. You can go ahead and recite the word because you have the word in your heart. And I believe that that's one of the things we can learn from, one of the things we can learn definitely in dealing with life's lessons is to hide the word of God in your heart. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you really listening to the cries of people around you? Are you really listening to the cries of those who are hurting? Are you listening?
I was hungry, you fed me. Naked, you clothed me. They will know us by our love.
Can't imagine how it felt as you lay there. Through the dark, through the heat, through the cold. With your friend by your side, held his hand and watched him die, and you cried as you prayed for his soul. I can't imagine how it felt as you stood there, through the winds that would just not go away. Kiss my wife, tell my son, my work on earth is done. You're the one that can still hear them say, oh.
Is there anybody out there listening? And does anybody know my name? No, my friend, we were not there, but we're here and we care. And yes, we feel your pain.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, we feel your pain.
I can't imagine how you felt as you sat there, trying to hide the fear upon your face. tonight, we can hear the children say, hear them say. Been there.
Life is full of all suffering.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? I hope you guys enjoyed that. This is G Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. That is Noel 5, a group that my uncle and my aunt put together. And the name of that song is The Battle Is Over. Before that, you were listening to the sounds of B.B. Winans, and that was Amazing Grace. I hope you guys are having a good night so far. I want to play this next song. It's a song that I really like. It's really a good song. I hope you guys enjoy the message. But before I say that, you know, we're talking about things that we're going through in this life. One of the things I was saying is that you got to keep the Word of God in your heart. Not only do you have to keep the Word of God in your heart, but you got to surround yourself with people who believe the same as you do. What happens is that builds up your faith. One of the things about it is that God did not create us just to live and walk this Christian life alone. It was meant to be shared amongst others. It was meant to have other people who will encourage you. You know, it wasn't meant to just for us just to live our lives thinking that, you know, it's just about what we're going through, and God's going to help us out just us by ourselves. That's come God has blessed us with other people who believe as well. And importance of this is crucial in every person's life, because there are going to be some times when you're by yourself. You need to hear someone tell you you can win. You need to hear someone tell you, you know what, I've got your back. We were meant to live as a community and to help one another and to encourage each other in the Lord. This next song I'm going to play for you guys is a song by Christopher Tate out of the D.C. area. It's entitled Grief.
Listen, you don't have to touch me. You don't have to hold me. You don't have to say a word. I'll tell you what, I'll be satisfied if you just breathe on me.
I admit it, every time I think about your love, gotta get it. Overtake me, just can't get enough. I want you, every bit of my body, mind, and soul. I need for you to take control.
Thank you, 'cause you do it well. I gotta have it 'cause I need it from my head. head to my feet. If you appease, I'll be pleased. Give me that treat so I can take me another trip to paradise. Cause every new trip seems twice as nice. See, the way you make me feel is so impossible to hide. And when it's all said and done, I'm completely satisfied with life.
You don't have to touch me. You don't have to hold me.
Yeah. drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this carol with a lot of emotion. One.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I, everything I never? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is to hold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I lost? He knows.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was He Knows. That was none other than the Clark Sisters. The Clark Sisters. That was Karen Clark featuring her sister. And you know who that is. You know the Clark Sisters. You know them. So that was Karen and Dorinda. You know the voices. You listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. And before that, you were listening to the sounds of my older cousin, Eureka Wright. And it was entitled He Reigns. How many of you know that He reigns right now? It's great to know that He reigns and that God knows what you're going through. He knows the pain. He knows all the things you're experiencing. I just want to encourage you today to keep on pressing through. even in spite of what your situation is trying to tell you, I want you to know that God has the final say in the situation. God has the final say in your life. And just know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what things are happening, that God hasn't forgotten you, that God will never leave you, that God will never, ever forsake you. I'm playing you this song, and I hope this song encourages you. This song is by Mr. O. It is entitled, Please Don't Quit.
Sometimes will, when the road you're traveling seem uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, you want to smile but you don't know how. When the cares press you down, you don't know where to turn. Rest if you must, above all things, please don't quit. Please don't quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns. Every one of us will sometimes learn. Many failures may turn us about. Don't give up, although the pace seems slow. Rest if you must, cry if you have to. Above all things, please.
Don't quit. It'll be alright.
When all your ends don't meet,
please
gonna be alright. Above all things,
please don't quit.
Oh,
please don't quit. Please don't quit.
Hello, you're listening to my grandson, G. Wright. Enjoy the show.
Oh, I love my grandma. How many of you love your grandmas? Raise your hands right now if you love your grandma. Listen, that's a blessing. You know, one of the things when I think about my grandmother, and I think about all the things she's gone through, and I think about all the things that my other grandmother and my mom and so many of our ancestors have gone through, you know, I definitely say perseverance is definitely a word that can be used to categorize and to describe the souls of those who have gone before us, or who are still here, but have trailblazed the path for us. Perseverance. I want to encourage you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want to encourage you that if you ask, it shall be given you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That's in Matthew chapter 7, I believe, verse 7. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So perseverance, and not in going after things, perseverance in seeking God, in seeking the kingdom of God in your life, and not focusing so much on the job, but focusing on God. When you focus on God, God will open up the door in your life.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
are made to the praise of your glory.
His holy name.
The reason we live is to worship you. Name is holy, and there will never be another like you. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, the psalmist wrote in 27 and 4 that one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. To inquire into the temple. Thank you for the sanctuary. Thank you for your presence. For Father, your word said it was when I went into the sanctuary that I realized that all things would be well. Thank you for the sanctuary. For it is an honor and a privilege to worship you. Give you glory, and I give you honor. Bless you,
Hope you guys are enjoying that. That was Sanctuary by Leanne Fallmore. And I just want to leave you guys with a song that I hope that you guys will be encouraged tonight. Hope you guys will know that God loves you and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you're able to stand, that even throughout the life's lessons that God is with you. I just want to encourage you to stay focused and stay in the Word of God. Surround yourselves with people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who believe in God, who believe in God's word. And then persevere. Stay encouraged and know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Seek God's face. Seek his kingdom. Don't just seek what you think you want to seek. But seek God. Seek God. I'm leaving with this song. I haven't played this song in a while. But no, I'm going to change it, you guys. I'm going to play this next song by Roosevelt Bowles. This is entitled World's Greatest. He redid R. Kelly's song. And I hope you guys like this. This song is hot. And it's anointed. And a message that will really encourage you. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you again Thursday from 6 to 7. Visit me on my official website at www.gwriteonline.com. Make sure a favorite of yours and just look for G-Write on iTunes. I say God bless you.
I am a tall tree, oh, I am a swift wind, sweeping the country. I am a river, down in the valley, oh, I am a vision. I can see clearly, y'all. And if anyone should ever ask you who I am, look them in the face and say, star up in the sky, I'm the mountain peak up high, yeah, I made it, I'm the world's greatest, yeah, and I'm the little bit of hope, when my back's against the rope, I can feel it, I'm the world's greatest, yeah. I am a giant.
am a lion down in the jungle. I am a marching band. I am the people, Lord. I am a helping hand. I am the keyboard. And if anybody ever asks you who I am, look him in the face and say that I'm the star up in the sky. I'm the mountain peak on high, and hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest, and I'm the little bit of hope. When my back's against the rope, see, I feel it. I'm the world's greatest.
See, 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So look, in spite of your challenge that you look at the mountainside, just remember that that mountain, if you produce the faith of a mustard seed, shall be cast and removed. And there is no good thing he withholds from you.
See, I'm the star up in the sky. I'm the mountain peak on high. I can make it. I'm the world's greatest. And I'm the little bit of hope. With my back against the ropes, be here, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest. And I'm the sun up in the sky. I'm the one that will not die. God said I'll make it. Come on, I'm the world's greatest. See, and I'm the little bit of hope. With my back against the rope, and I'm gonna make it. I'm the world's greatest. Say, I'm the sun up in the sky. I'm the one that will not die. I'm gonna make it. I want you to see you can take it.
Yeah. I see you, my brother. Let me sing this song for you. Listen. You've cried so many nights, pillow wet with tears, mistreated for no reason. You just don't understand. Oh, will there ever be relief for this hurt that you feel? Oh, you need someone to lift you up so you can. Come on, put your hands together like this. Come on now.